Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 537. It's Wednesday, 6 p.m. If it is Wednesday and 6 p.m., we are live on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook on HMB Radio. Sorry, we're late again.
Can you turn down my headphones?
Down. Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow, this is Anna Hummel. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
You made it. Yes, you look a little wet.
Yeah. Oh, that sounded weird. But yeah, it is peak hurricane season, folks. So give us some grace. Okay. Coming over here was a little bit of a nightmare. We were worried that the power might go out. I almost got struck by lightning on the highway. Not exactly the way I want to go out. But we made it. So
it is raining. It's been raining every day at this time for about 3 weeks now. I do enjoy it, but I always have things to do right now. Like, why couldn't it happen at like 9 a.m.?
That'd be the best.
9 a.m.
when everyone is at work doing their thing, but it's like rush hour right now. And there's people on the highway. I can't tell you how many hazard lights I saw.
Oh, I know. I saw that yesterday too. And a guy was driving with the hazard light.
You're fine. Everyone knows it's raining. You don't really have to give anyone an alert that conditions are poor. Visibility is low. We get it. And it's funny because everyone's driving along fine. Everyone's car's working. And then all of a sudden I just see a sea of hazard lights.
I only saw
Diane,
one.
Turn them off.
I only saw one.
I saw
one guy.
Well,
or one woman. I'm assuming it's a guy for some reason. It's probably a woman. But yeah, it was very frustrating. I wanted to, if I was in a safer vehicle than mine, I would have driven kind of around just to, you know, you want to see people, what they look like
Absolutely.
When they do something stupid.
Well, is it that, or is it that you have an idea in your mind?
Well,
and you want to confirm that idea is in fact a reality.
Listen, I can't confirm or deny this, these things.
I'm like, it's a,
yeah,
it's gotta be a,
it's a,
and then you're like, that's exactly what I thought.
I knew it.
Isn't that satisfying?
Of like, course.
It's gotta be a, you know.
Of course.
You can't do that. You can't make a U-turn on a one-way street and then you go, I bet it's a
beep. Of course. I knew it.
Again.
Always right. Once again. My God.
Is it racist or sexist or blank if it's true?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about.
If it's true.
I was talking about a white male. So
me
not
too.
Me.
Cisgendered,
I could tell you.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Is what I was referring to.
That's right.
I don't know what you guys were thinking at home.
Nah. I knew it. Of course. Well, this is the Homemade Broadcast. Did I say my name? My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel. We do this every Wednesday here on YouTube and Rumble. And on Sundays on Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, and you can get the podcast, which is just the audio only portion on iTunes. And that's the first 30 minutes, because after that 30 minutes, then it gets real nasty up in here. We start saying words, you know, instead of going, I bet you it's a beep driver. We just go, I bet you it's. Did you see what I just mouthed?
Can you do it again?
And I can't.
Do it again.
I can't. I really couldn't.
Oh.
It wasn't anything.
It wasn't.
But it was whatever's in your mind that are at home. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But we actually say the words. And then you can get that if you're an audio only person like I am. You can go to hmbradio.substack.com. You can get the whole audio only episode combined into one file in a private feed that goes directly to your cell phone right after this ends on Wednesday. So that's fun.
Delicious.
That's something that we do. Whoa. Gosh, lightning is going off out there. We could have issues. I don't know. I was telling you, I think I might have gout.
Yeah, I think you might too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
Well, there's a high heritable component. You said your parents.
Oh, my fat dad. he's always busting up with gout. He was saying, you know, it might be. So what happened was I went to the Bulls game on Saturday night at Raymond James Stadium. Apparently, I assumed that I just need to wear, I can't be wearing like willy-nilly shoes. I got to be having some support in my soles. You know what I'm saying?
Orthopedic soles.
Maybe some orthopedic, maybe some get slip some Dr. Scholl's up in my sneaker.
Are you going to be wearing the compression socks soon?
Listen, I don't know. I might have to. I don't know. I'm going to be 40 years old in a few months.
You shouldn't be needing compression socks at 40. Well,
everybody's body is different.
That's true.
And mine is very different from everybody else's.
Say it.
Mine it's not
bad.
Great.
It's bad.
It's not bad. It's not great. I'd tell you that much. But it's not great. So I guess I need to wear, like, you know, some supportive shoes. Because I was walking stairs.
What were you wearing?
What was I wearing? Like my whole outfit?
No, just the shoes.
My shoes were some just like Nike blue skateboard shoes.
Okay.
Just kind of like
not
Vans.
Flip-flops.
No. No, not flip-flops. They're like Vans, kind of. I mean, they are old. I've had them a long time.
All right.
But I don't lace them up or anything. Like, they have a tie in the shoe, and then I just kind of slip them. Like, they're loose, so I can kind of like slip my foot in there. Kind of. All right. I guess so, yeah. Not as ugly, but...
I like them.
Do you? Yes. Oh, those are mortifying.
No, they're very cute shoes. They're like a loafer and a slipper had a baby, and that's a Hey Dude, and I like them.
They look like little Swedish, you know what I'm talking
clogs?
About those, yeah, those little clogs, Swedish
clogs? Yeah, those are what were the ones we were making fun of? Crocs.
That's Crocs, like, are bad too.
Plastic clogs. Crocs.
But Hey Dudes are pretty barf.
Oh,
inducing. Okay. I mean, hey, to each his own. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. But no, they were kind of just these Nike skateboard shoes that I've had for many years. I kind of just slip on my feet. No, I'm a poser. I just like the Van type of shoe, you know?
Let me ask
it's
you
a
this.
Good shoe. Uh-huh.
I know you're quite a bit older than me.
Well,
but were you around during the Etnies craze? Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
those
the
big
shoes.
Fat shoes.
Yeah, I had some. Jesus. The lightning is going off the chain, right?
Yeah,
now.
I had some lime green Etnies that I would sport, but I was wondering if that was something that was popular with you. And
yeah, you know who started the K-Swiss trend?
Mm.
Me. Everybody had K-Swiss in sixth grade because I had them. And they were ladies' shoes that I didn't know, but they still fit my foot, and I loved them. And I started a trend. All of a sudden, next thing I know, all the kids at Largo Middle School are wearing K-Swisses. Do you know what K-Swisses are?
I remember, I have a vivid memory of a commercial in my head of a nice... black gentleman, uh-huh, being like K-Swiss.
Yep.
But
I do remember
cool. They were considered cool shoes.
They were hype for a little while, yeah, because of me. I popularized them, at least in Largo, Florida. I don't know about nationwide, but you know, it's a tipping point. Things start, all of a sudden it's just sweeping the nation. So right. Anyway, so about my foot, I was, you know, there's stairs at the stadium, and I was, mm-hmm, you know, climbing stairs like a normal person. And I started to feel a little tender in my ankle. I'm going, oh no, that's not good. Oh well, I'm sure I'll feel better later.
Just walk it off.
And then I got home and I said, well, I want to take a shower now. And we have a little thing called soft water here, and I hate it. Do you know this, what soft water
no.
is? You don't know what
no.
soft water is. So it's the tank, and you fill it up with salt, and then it makes your water like super slick. It's supposed to be better for your appliances,
hair?
Which
oh,
I get.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to clean. You're supposed to be able to wash stuff off your body better.
Okay, kind like, of like a filter for the water.
Yeah.
To get out of the harsh minerals and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. It really sucks.
It's a danger hazard.
It is a hazard. Yeah. I'm always slipping in a dang shower constantly.
Yeah.
So I went to go get out of the shower that night, and I forgot a towel. So I had to, my girl's not here, so I had to get out of the shower, go down the hall nude, and get a towel to wrap my body in.
Like, I don't want to see you nude, but I wish I could have seen that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing I did was, I was going, okay, now you got to be careful. Now, I did have some drinks. Admittedly, I did have a few drinks at the game.
This is why you have gout, bro.
I'm a little... I'm a little more unstable than usual. Let's just put it that way. I'm fine, though, you know. But I'm saying to myself, because there's always this sober person in your mind, at least for me, that goes, hey, be careful. More careful than usual. I go, okay, good advice, me, thanks. I'm not going to be careful. And then I stepped off into the tile and I went, whoa! And I almost fell, but I caught myself. But then my ankle started to really hurt really bad. And I said, oh no, what have I done? So I don't know if it's gout
or shoes.
If I tore ligaments in my ankle because I'm too heavy to be alive, or I don't know. I don't freaking know what's going on.
Have you reached the, like, I got to get it together point yet? Or
no, hell no. I got a long way to the bottom, my friends. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no.
It ain't coming anytime soon. So, yeah. So I guess I just got to wear good shoes. I don't think it's gout. I was looking up pictures of gout, and it looks pretty gnarly.
Sometimes you can't really see it too much. Sometimes it's a bit inflamed, but...
Well, I showed you what mine looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think people could see it on the... Should I...
In lots of things you call inflammation. Are you wearing underwear?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. You don't have an ankle. You're ankle-less.
Well, yeah, it's a little...
You remind me of this girl I went to middle school with. We called her No Ankles Paige. Kind of looked like her.
Was she heavy?
No.
Oh.
She just had a weird body.
Yeah.
She was an excellent swimmer, but she was like super lean on top, like even some muscles in like sixth, seventh grade.
Mm.
And then just like a fat booty, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
That's good.
But then it was just kind of like big all the way down to the foot.
Mm.
There was no like coming for the knee, coming for the ankle.
Yeah.
It was just like a log
straight to the
foot. So
strong.
She was very popular and kind of pretty. And she was very mean to me and my friend Deba. So we're like, oh, yeah, No Ankles Paige. It didn't really hit like the K-Swiss, but it was, you know, me and Deba got a kick out of it.
No, that was your insult to her.
Yeah.
No Ankles Paige.
Yeah. She didn't have no ankles. She had some kanks.
I think Ankle-less Paige would have been better.
I think No Ankles Paige is funnier. But maybe that's why I didn't hit. It's also sixth grade.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBRadio.com is the website, HMBRadio.substack.com. And Facebook, I think people still use that. It's just HMB Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @home_made_man. Anna, still social media less.
I can't tell you how many times a day when I have these meetings where people are like, what are you doing on socials? And they go, nothing. What say you? And they go, oh, Christ, that's terrible. Get on there. And I go, no. I go, no. How about not? I'm addicted. It's heroin. And you're asking me to do heroin. They're like, we know you just recovered from heroin, but can you do it recreationally now? And I go, probably not. They're like, okay, well, you should just do it anyways.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
if you don't do it, you'll die. If you do it, you'll die.
Yeah, exactly. So one that's kind of how I feel. So,
well, it's in the biz. You got some things cooking. There's exciting stuff in the air.
I know. It was right dead now. For a long time.
It's dead and for a then
I came back from boot camp and things started to kind of shake loose. We can't really talk about anything.
Nah, it's one of those things too. I don't even want to say like I hate when people do that. Stay tuned.
No.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely
big things
not
coming.
Stay tuned. Please don't stay tuned.
Big things coming.
Please don't.
And then those people are like dead in a week.
Yeah.
Or just haven't posted since. I assume that they're passed on, but I don't know.
Forget about even stay tuned to the audience listening. I won't even tell my parents. I spoke to my mother.
Oh, yeah.
And my father. And they're like, so what's going on? And I said, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to tell you. They're like, what? I go, because it's very iffy.
Yep.
I'd rather come to the table and say, hey, blank happened. Versus me go, this might happen. And they go, how did that turn out? And I go, didn't get it again.
Yeah.
So I just said, I don't want to tell you. And they go, okay.
I get that mentality. I did tell a few people about my stuff. And, you know, now it's like they're going to be disappointed.
For
me, potentially. Or hopefully it, you know, works out. But, you know, what if it doesn't? I'd rather not say anything. But there's that. So are you anti speaking things into existence? Like saying it out loud and have it happen? Putting it out there.
Yes and no.
In the ether.
If it's like, I said I was going to work out or something, like I said I was going to do something, then accountability, no problem. I can speak that into existence. But if it's, there's a lot of unknowns and things I can't control, then absolutely not. Because I can't control it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a lot of moving parts going on.
So, but yeah, exciting things for you.
And you.
And me.
I think good things are coming.
Yeah.
I really do. For the first time, I've been a little excited in a very long time.
Did you feel almost guilty allowing yourself to be excited because you think,
well, I'm trying to,
disappointment is right around the corner.
Yeah. I'm trying to temper those and have no expectations for anything.
It's so hard because you can't.
It's hard not to. I'm already like planning things.
No.
Like in my head, not kind of out loud, but anyway. I want to talk about what I was just talking about before we went on the air, but I know you don't want any part of that whatsoever.
Oh, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want. I might just sit here and go,
Yeah, nah, that's not fun. I want you to participate.
No, I can't.
I know. I know. So
well, just no, leave that. I'm a loyal bee. What can I say?
You are.
I'm a loyal. You know the word.
Yeah.
I'm a loyal dog is what it's a problem sometimes.
Loyal.
Like, I'm loyal like a dog. You know, if people are good to me, I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah. If they were once good to me and now not, I can't.
Absolutely.
That's
fair game.
That's what.
But I cannot.
What should we talk about here? I should have pulled this up, but we were in a rush.
I liked the dining alone.
Okay.
I kind of want to talk about that. I read that whole article, and it's funny because it reminded me of a time when I was single and I had some very prominent, rich women telling me how to meet a man. And it was that. They told me to go to a nice steakhouse, dress nice, go alone,
sit at the bar,
and you will find a husband. That is what they told me. And I said, I don't own nice clothes. I can barely walk in heels. And what the hell am I going to do there? I can't even imagine. Sorry, can I answer? Sorry.
What?
Oh, you gave me a look.
No, I'm listening.
Yes. So they told me to get dressed up like I was a business sexy, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just sit at the bar by myself. And they told me men will flock to me. And I go, I don't think you know me. I don't know if it's an odor or just a presence or an aura where the men are just like, no, thank you. But I never did it. But they told me to do that. They told me to go to nice steakhouses by myself. No friends.
Well, apparently restaurants are catering to growing numbers of solo diners. Now, you look absolutely insane, I think, if you're sitting at a restaurant by yourself eating.
Well, define the restaurant. Like, is it Chipotle?
Or is it
like a nice restaurant?
Take it home. You don't need to eat. I haven't eaten a Chipotle ever in my life.
Really?
I always take it home.
I like eating there.
It's why?
Fresh. Because it's fresh. And then if you need something, you can like, hey, can I get help me.
Really?
Yeah. I need more chips. I need more.
They'll give you chips?
No, I've actually never done that.
There's because they're not like a serving staff there. They're just working a line.
Well, you like, can I get a cap for my bowl?
You get one of those when you take it home.
I know, Will. Sometimes I just want it. Sometimes I'm just ravenous. I don't have time to
drive.
The drive is agonizing when you're hungry and you can smell it.
Because they do have that aluminum foil top, and then it steams up all your veggies and your lettuce that's on there and kind of.
Yeah, I want it open faced.
Do you want to open face and like you want the cool, crisp lettuce
yes.
as soon as you get it? Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so
I get
good.
That. But it's not worth the sacrifice of having to sit in a Chipotle and eat and humiliate yourself.
No, that's not the same as like a nice restaurant where you are there to. I'm going to get lunch. These people are like dining alone. There's a difference.
Yeah, you know if you're going to like a nice restaurant by yourself.
Make a reservation. They were talking about reservations for yourself. That's sad.
Let's read this a little bit. I didn't know this elaborate. Parisa Imanarad.
Wrong.
How do you say it?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
I think you were right. Parisa Imanarad.
Imanarad. A scientist and cancer researcher from San Francisco was married and has a wide circle of friends. But once or twice a week, she'll go to a restaurant by herself. She said that dining alone gives her time to think and read. Okay, you shouldn't be reading a book at a restaurant.
Well, what kind of restaurant?
It doesn't matter. Go home. Read at home.
But maybe that's all she does. You know what? Spend time at home alone. She needs, you know, a different atmosphere.
No, you
shouldn't. Don't you think atmosphere matters?
I do, but I don't even think you should be reading at a library. Take it home. I don't want to see what you're reading. I don't want to see that. I don't care about that. And it's probably disgusting. And no, read at home. She tries not to.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah, she might be at freaking some steakhouse in San Francisco. I don't know what this lady's problem is. She tries not to touch her phone and relishes the silence. She said it's like a spa, but a different type. She said during a recent solo lunch at Spruce. Oh, Spruce, I've heard of. An upscale. That is a very upscale restaurant in San Francisco. Oh my God, can you imagine? She's just sitting there reading her book
or
whatever.
Or worse, not reading and just staring
at the window. That's what I was going to say. Staring out the window and watching some homeless person simultaneously inject themselves with drugs and poop on the street at the exact same time in San Francisco. She isn't alone in her desire to be alone. In the United States, solo dining reservations have risen 29% over the last 2 years, according to OpenTable and the restaurant reservation site. They're up 18% this year in Germany and 14% in the United Kingdom. Japan even has a special term for solo dining. Do you know how to say that?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Ohitori-sama!
That's right, which means alone, but with honorifics spoken both before and after the word to make the parties feel one less hesitant. In a recent survey, Japan's Hot Pepper Gourmet Eating Out Research Institute found that, I didn't know that was a thing, found that 23% of Japanese people eat out alone, up from 18% in 2000. Well, Japan is something that, something's going on there.
They do a lot of interesting stuff.
They do a lot of sick and interesting stuff.
I can think of some Japanese words I know.
Maybe we should save them for the after. What do you know? Is it gonna get us deleted? Okay, don't say it. Don't say it.
Boo! Sorry.
As a result, many restaurants in Japan and elsewhere are redoing their seating, changing their menus, and adding other special touches to appeal to solo diners. Even so-called family restaurants are increasing counter seats for solitary diners, and restaurants are offering courses with smaller servings. So a person eating out alone gets a variety of dishes. Oh, I kind of like that. But you also just want a big pile of food if you're eating alone. You really want to just not read, just like stuff your face.
I don't get the point of eating alone if you can't be gross. Like the whole point of eating alone is to be gross in my book, in my estimation. Like when I was in Detroit and I had no friends and I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was super sad. So I went to Whole Foods and I got this giant noodle salad thing. I didn't want to eat it there or anywhere. I just went in my car and I just ate.
Oh, eating your car is even worse.
Dude, I like it.
If you were eating in your car,
I like it.
You might as well crack open a beer and start drinking and driving home too, because you are in a sad predicament.
Dude, I had no friends and eating out to me was eating in my car. Like, I'm like, let's go out. And it would just be me and myself. And I would take myself to frozen yogurt and I would eat my frozen yogurt in the car. And Will, I almost said the
cry.
I loved it.
Oh.
I had so much fun eating.
It's just one tear
coming
out of your eye.
I was like eating out, but I could be gross because I was in my car. I didn't have to, you know, use any sort of etiquette.
I mean,
which is the whole point of eating alone. You don't want people to see your gross habits.
True.
To lick your hand and stuff.
Licking your hand.
Oh, I lick my
hand. Yeah, but everybody can see you in your car. You don't have tinted window.
Well, you got to time it right. I'm not parking my car right in front of the establishment. I park it away.
You go into the back of the building in the woods?
Not in the woods, but
you go to the park and have a sandwich?
No parks for me. Couldn't wait that long. I told you.
OpenTable CEO Debbie Sue thinks that remote work is one reason for the increase, with diners seeking respites from their home offices. But she thinks that there are deeper reasons, too. She said, I think that there's a broader movement of self-love and self-care. And really enjoying your own company.
No. That's just rephrasing the sad thing. Like, yeah, we're alone, we want to change the scenery. Oh, but it's actually self-love and self-care, so let's flip it around. No, it's sad.
There is, I mean, there is something, I work remotely, and there is something to be said for just being stuck in this room for 12 hours a day. I mean, it's a nice room, but it's a nice prison cell. I can't, like, go out, or I'm just looking from the window
to the wall,
the sunshine, and the wall that's out front. Yeah,
it is to the wall.
To the sweat.
Hmm.
You know it.
Yep.
But there's like trees out there and stuff, but it's, you know, even when I see the guys mowing the grass out there, I'm like,
I have the saddest picture outside of you right now because it's like raining and stuff, and you're just looking outside and just like, so sad. Yeah. And this is like your whole life. You're like, my whole life is within these four walls and Barb.
It's not great. Yeah, stupid Barb is always in here meowing and pulling on
Your cat guy.
No.
Your cat guy.
I live daddy. In a home with cats.
Your cat daddy.
Nope. Yep. They're not mine.
Doesn't matter. You're their stepfather. They're yours.
Nope. Nope. I disown them. Both of them. I'm not cat that.
Daddy Coons.
Nope.
Cat.
I don't like it. Coons. Increasing interest in solo travel, particularly among travelers ages 55 and over, is also leading more people to have meals alone. So people are traveling alone. They're eating alone.
It's really about women eating alone. For some reason, that seems to be the focal point. A guy eating alone would be weird, but a woman eating alone seems weirder, doesn't it? Like a fine dining, a woman gets all dressed up and she goes and it's just her. That's sad.
Well, this is unless it's Sean, like a cool, like chick. No, that's Sean.
It says he.
Okay. Said he eats alone about 75 or 70% of the time. If the idea of venturing out for a solitary meal is intimidating, he suggests going to a lunch instead of a dinner when tables are usually more crowded with groups, or going early on a weekday. So if you don't want to look weird, but you are weird, you just got to go a little earlier. Hit the early bird special.
Yeah, no, this is not for me. I don't want to eat nice foods or have like an experience alone. But if I'm eating Chipotle, that's fine, because that's not really an experience. That's just lunch. Does that make sense? Versus this new cool hip restaurant I want to try by myself. That's sad.
It is sad.
Then you can't. Hey, remember that time? No, it was just you. You just went alone. So you have no one. You have no memories or experience. That's the whole point of having a partner.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you do stuff together. We go to the botanical gardens together.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not everybody has somebody.
Yeah, it is sad.
It's very unfortunate.
Lightning's which is why those people should eat in their car.
Or just go home.
Or go home.
Go home.
Or go to Chipotle.
No.
You can eat alone there and no one's going to think twice.
People are thinking twice.
No one's looking at you at Chipotle.
I think if I see a person eating alone at Chipotle, I think I'm going to get shot in a Chipotle. Something's going on here. Why wouldn't you just take that home?
I told you, because you want it fresh. Or maybe you have like a half an hour for lunch at work. You don't have time to take it home and you don't want to take it back to the office because you eat hate at your coworkers. Desk. You hate your coworkers. And they're always like, what's she eating, Steve?
Oh, I got a little.
I thought you were on that diet.
I got some Chipotle.
Leave me alone, Susan. Scram.
I got the salad. It's got the meat on it. No rice. I'm watching my figure. And then he just starts going and just
exactly
letting everybody have it there.
Eating at bullets.
The end. Yeah, it's messed up. So we only got about a minute and 30 seconds before we start the extra bonus. So I'm just going to do this one more time. If you want the full audio only edition of this program, guess where you go? HMBradio.substack.com. Right after this, I'm going to put it up right after. So it's going to be available to everybody who subscribes. The full episode, including when we're sending naughty stuff, that will also be up there. Full Otherwise, frontal. Yeah, you got to wait till Sunday. So I'm trying to sweeten the pot the best I can here. And home_made_man is my Instagram and Twitter. You can follow Anna Hummel Radio, but she's not there. So not really much of a point. They're going to make you do it though, Anna.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to make you do it. You should just get back.
I don't want to. We'll get it. Let's get into it in the other half a little bit.
Yeah. Is like eating is sexual. It's like eating is sexual for Will. Okay. Yeah, maybe sometimes. Depends. Will is sketch and sus. Okay. I don't really like that. What else? Could I put that one up?
Sure.
There we go. They miss you on the Bub show.
Wish things could have worked out. You definitely have, what is it?
Talent.
Oh, no one's ever told me that before. By the way, don't start your day, Will, FYI, by going on Reddit and watching, looking at people say horrible things about you.
Oh, on Reddit?
Let's get into that maybe in the next.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. What a perfect segue. So we will bid adieu to Radio St. Pete. We love you very much. Please join us Wednesdays at 6 p.m. or sometimes 6:05, sometimes 6:10, depending on the weather. And we'll talk to you next week.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.